This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Monday Mini, where I ponder where I am in life and then make y'all ponder for me as well. That sounds about right, right, Annie?
Yeah, sure. Like also, this is the first episode of the new year. I think it's appropriate. Because we're all thinking about health and stuff.
It's true. We are thinking about health. And I guess because I'm coming upon officially being mid-40s, mm-hmm. like this is the year. And if it was the Korean age, I would already round up a year, which I already do in my head. Mm-hmm. That I am also thinking about the midlife crisis thing that doesn't really exist anymore for those who are Gen X / millennials. It's just more like a crisis in, like that's happened for the last 10 years. But with that, it's like all the things that are changing. And now I'm starting to question, well, why are things changing? Why is my body doing these things? And, you know, we typically make jokes about being old or all these things. And I have reached that age where I now have all the several feelings and concerns, essentially. And, well, all the ailments, it feels like. Not all the ailments, but like just definitely things that are like, this didn't happen 2 years ago. What is this? This is neat. And I say that sarcastically. And of course, a part of my information circle includes TikTok now. And it's FYP that seems to both haunt me and taunt me and teach me things. So all of those like, it's the good, the bad, and the type of situation. So, and recently, I have made it onto perimenopause TikTok, menopausal TikTok, which, by the way, has started to become a moneymaker, especially on TikTok. And there was a whole Bloomberg article that I could not access, and I didn't want to take the time to subscribe to it. Being real honest, y'all.
Yeah,
no. I found other articles talking more about moneymakers, but not specific to TikTok. And we're going to talk about that, not the TikTok part, but the money making later on in this episode. But it has. Apparently, it's like a $15 billion industry that has surged. So quite interesting to me. Of course, people want to make money off of this. But of course, things have been lacking. So first, here's some facts about things you may or may not know about perimenopausal and menopause. And this is according to the Mayo Clinic. Quote, perimenopause means around menopause and refers to the time during which your body makes the natural transition to menopause, marking the end of the reproductive years. Perimenopause is also called the menopausal transition. Women start perimenopause at different ages. You may notice signs of progression toward menopause, such as menstrual irregularity, sometime in your 40s. But some women notice changes as early as their mid-30s. The level of estrogen, the main female hormone in your body, rises and falls unevenly during perimenopause. Your menstrual cycles may lengthen or shorten, And you may begin having menstrual cycles in which your ovaries don't release an egg or ovulate. You may also experience menopause-like symptoms such as hot flashes, sleep problems, and vaginal dryness. Treatments are available to help ease these symptoms. Once you've gone through 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period, you've officially reached menopause and the perimenopause period is over. So that was all from Mayo Clinic. So that is very succinct information, because when you start really digging into this, you may be surprised by the amount of symptoms there actually is. And I will say, I find this kind of confusing for me, who has not had a period in 5 years, mainly because I have an IUD, and shortly after it was placed, my period pretty much just stopped, which has been a delight. I do go through what I feel like is PMS, some of the cramping, headaches, breast pain, all of that. So I feel like I do have symptoms of it, but I don't actually bleed. So I'm a little confused by that since I'm now 43. Okay, and of course, these are the symptoms that most of us with vaginas and uteruses know about, such as hot flashes, irregular periods, changes in sex drive and estrogen, mood changes, and decreasing fertility. We have always been warned. Like, I think that's the one thing that many of the people who have uteruses and are able to actually carry a fetus, that you start losing eggs quickly. Mm-hmm. And most to the point that people are like, you should start having babies around 18. And I'm like, you, no, thank you.
Yeah, no.
But that conversation actually has happened to some, to many. Mm-hmm. So we do know those things. But there are other symptoms you may not have known about, and in fact, hasn't really been noted until more recently. And I mean like the last 3 years that people actually talk about this. And here's a quote from a recent BuzzFeed article written by Megan Liscom. Quote, however, perimenopause can come with other symptoms that you might not expect. So she interviewed a doctor specifically from TikTok that has been sharing a lot of this information. And this is the doctor's response to her. But then there are the symptoms that just now the latest research and different societies are starting to recognize as menopausal symptoms. And they really were just attributed to just aging, or you're getting older, or you're more stressed out. And these are kind of the forefront of research right now. Many people, and unfortunately doctors, tend to brush off these less obvious perimenopausal symptoms. We see increasing panic, anxiety, depression, new onset and worsening of someone who is really well controlled. Migraines and headaches tend to get a lot worse. We also start to see a dramatic increase in asthma, autoimmune disease, lupus all start really spiking at this time of our life. Heart disease begins to accelerate, especially the younger you are when you go through menopause. The more likely you are to have an earlier heart disease or condition such as coronary artery disease. And our gastrointestinal system completely changes. Our gut microbiomes become like that of a man's. And then they said there's more. It includes skin changes, hair changes, nail changes, vertigo. That's a big one. And I'm like, oh, that could be me. Dental changes are another huge one. And there's really a lot of resource coming out about musculoskeletal joint pain and frozen shoulder. So yeah, all these symptoms comes with the added headache. Again, with the lack of studies and diagnosis in regards to perimenopause and menopause. And yeah, there's a lot of conversations about the doctors not completely understanding what these are and diagnosing it correctly. From what I gathered from some of the conversations, a chunk of people, and I do mean professionals, refuse to even acknowledge that. It just literally like, yeah, he's changing. Get over it. But things like heart disease and skeletal pain, that seems like something that we should be paying attention to when it comes to menopause. And let's be honest, it wasn't until the last 15, 20 years that they acknowledged that women are dying of heart attacks. Like that there are symptoms, and those symptoms are different from men. So I find that fascinating. We're not going to talk much about this, but the misinformation on hormone therapy, which more doctors have been using to treat patients, have been rampant to the point that it scared people to death. They literally are saying, if you do hormone therapy, you could die. Because there was this bad study, I think in the early 2000s, which had a few miscalculated misunderstandings. And so people really, really backed off about hormone therapy. But today, more and more OBGYN and doctors are realizing, hey, actually, that was wrong, and this is really, really helpful for a lot of women. According to one OBGYN who wrote about perimenopause in OrlandoHealth.com, he said, "Hormone treatment is a great option to decrease the symptoms that show up as estrogen levels drop. You may think your only option is to replace estrogen, but there's another HRT, a testosterone pellet inserted under the skin." Now, we're talking about this because I'm just talking about what they're saying are the new things and discovery. We are not doctors. We are not recommending you go and do this. No. We are not saying that everyone uses this. And I cannot verify, other than what he wrote, what this specifically is. So please take this with a grain of salt and understanding that we're just reading up on new options.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, moving on. So testosterone works as a stand-in for other hormones. Replacing estrogen comes with a slightly increased risk of breast cancer. Replacing testosterone has not been shown to increase this risk. The under-the-skin pellet option works for about 4 to 5 months. Again, that slight increased risk of breast cancer is part of that information that was widely overestimated, I believe. Not that it can't happen. That's not what we're saying, and that's not what the studies are saying, but just saying that it was over-exaggerated when it was essentially first talked about. But of course, these types of treatments cost money. Not only does it cost us money, but apparently it costs society as a whole a lot of money. In one study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, completed, I believe, or at least released in early 2023, so this year, they estimated more than $27 billion a year with the amount of sick leave taken and healthcare costs for both the U.S. business and the individuals. So $27 billion a year. And yes, this is in the U.S. alone. And it's even resulted in people losing their jobs. They surveyed a small group of people, and with the people that they surveyed, about 0.3% had been laid off due to their menopause symptoms or because of them taking sick leave. And then $24.8 billion of that estimate were attributed to medical expenses related to menopause. So a few billion dollars is a lot. Don't get me wrong, because I don't have that. But the fact that is literally, 8 times more being spent on actual treatment? My God. So what's happening in general? The lead study, author, director of the Mayo Clinic Women's Health person, Dr. Stephanie Fabian, sorry if we said that wrong, but she said, our research suggests a critical need to address this issue for women in the workplace. Clinicians need to ask women about menopause symptoms and offer guidance and treatment. And employers need to create and implement workplace strategies and policies to help women navigate this universal life transition. Since the workplace doesn't really care about women in general, mm-hmm. especially if they get pregnant, mm-hmm. having their periods, mm-hmm. Go through anything, I don't know if that's really going to happen. Mm-hmm. It would be lovely to see, but hey, it's a good thought. And yes, that means there's a sudden interest in profiting from this specific demographics. Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's company, is a big part of that. Of course, there could be both good and bad. A surge of women-led tech companies have stepped up to help people suffering through perimenopause and menopause. The expression femtech came up a lot, and I was like, what is that? It essentially is female-centered problems, like texts that focus on female-centered problems. So people with uterus, essentially. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. I guess that makes sense. This is a short episode, obviously, and we should probably do a big deep dive into all of that because I'm always suspicious about who is doing this and who's making the money. It's because they're definitely finding ways to make a profit. And here's a quote from Fast Company. .com in a recent article. They said, the healthcare industry today is rife with telemedicine companies like Roe, 30 Medicine, and Hims & Hers, which have found a lucrative trade in offering online consultations and prescriptions for previously stigmatized conditions such as erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and hair loss. In March, Roe raised $500 million at a $5 billion valuation. Hims & Hers, which went public in January via an SPAC, has a market cap of more than $2 billion. These startups, which emerged over the past 5 years and now cover everything from dermatology to birth control, have focused primarily on millennial consumers. But companies from high-tech to homegrown are realizing that 6,000 women who enter perimenopause each day are an under-tapped market, one that's starved for information, services, and community, and tends to have a disposable income. They're now embracing telehealth models to offer products for older women, from ultrasound devices designed to stimulate vaginal lubrication to specialized hair products. Even Roe's women-focused website, Rory, offers telehealth services for vaginal dryness and hot flashes. According to one firm, the market around hot flashes and other symptoms is expected to rise from $10.26 billion in 2019 to $18.99 billion in 2027. So people are realizing there is money to be made. And you are going to see so many supplements. And apparently I have seen. And I have a feeling I'm going to get more. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Google search.
Probably.
So many supplements being offered. The doctor that spoke with BuzzFeed who was on TikTok, she has a whole regimen. She calls it her perimenopausal toolkit. It includes doing HRT individualized, which I would hope that would be for all cases, but you know how it goes with doctors anyway. But in general, trying to make sure that they have everything they need, because there is something to be said about supplements being useful for things like sleep and anxiety and all of those different things. But if it's hormonal, that's a whole different conversation and what that needs to look like and what that could look like. And then again, you have homeopathic types of companies. I guess Goop would be that. I mean, they do love their jade items. No hate to that if you love jade stones. But like that, they have jumped in head first with that. Drew Barrymore apparently was a big conversationalist and a big proponent to talking about perimenopausal situations and her jumping into that as well, her being in that as well. So that's great. To know that people are talking about it, but also concerning as to what's out there and who is creating these products. Because, yeah, hearing about Hims & Hers who profited off of erectile dysfunction, using this as a way to make money going after millennial consumers with disposable income, could be a really big red flag.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about this before, but so many of you listeners have written in with truly heartbreaking stories about going through menopause, perimenopause, or even something that's just kind of like uterus based and not being able to find any treatment and basically being told like, that's how it is. What are you complaining about? And I think for a long time, that has been the mindset, and it has been just expected that, I mean, even talking about periods, to me, it blows my mind that like once a month-ish, you could be in incredible pain and you're expected to just go about your day and not say anything about it because it's so stigmatized. There's no information about it. It has been ignored. And so it's one of those things where I think there's still a lot of work to do here. But it is good people are talking about it. Because I just for so long, it feels to me, it's just been expected, like, you sweep that under the rug. You don't say anything about that. You just deal with it.
Right. And if you are, here are a few sites that people have been talking about. I can't vouch for them. I just know it exists. So if you want to look it up and maybe get it, at least educates people. There is a Perimenopause Hub, which offers webinars and newsletters about that. Women Living Better. And I think it talks about just in general, women's health. And Elektra Health, E-L-E-K-T-R-A. Health. And that's kind of a place also you can get seminars and conversations about how to kind of get diagnosed, how to get talk to a doctor about everything and what that can look like.
Yeah.
If they are giving you products to buy, research that. We will always say that, obviously. But yeah, those are three that I've seen pop up as female-led or led by people who know and have a uterus. So that is very helpful, and are trying to spread information and education about perimenopause.
And there's still so much more to learn.
Oh, yeah. I just skimmed the 20 articles I pulled up.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably return to it in the future.
Yes.
But for now, listeners, if you do have resources or experiences with this, stories, you can let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcasts or on Instagram and TikTok at Stepmom Never Told You. We have a Tea Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stephmom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.